fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 22nd day of December, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I want to publicly thank Sam in Belleville, Illinois. He sent me a note this morning. It was a summary of the Battle of Vienna in 1685. And that caused me to have the following thought. It's kind of funny how things segue. And this is our prepper tip of the day. This prepper tip, it's a new one. First of all, it will irritate liberals. That's a good thing. It will irritate Muslims. That's a good thing. And it will publicly display your Christian values and beliefs. And that prepper tip of the day is to purchase and fly in front of your home the Christian flag. It's a win-win situation. I found some on Amazon, inexpensive, but still nice, for less than $6, and some very nice embroidered ones for $20-something dollars. There's links on my website on the left side to scroll down and look those over, and if you decide you want to buy one, you can have the inexpensive one delivered to your door if you're a Prime membership, Prime Amazon member, for less than $6. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. I ordered 2 this morning for myself. One I'm going to make a gift. A friend of mine lives directly across the street from my Muslim family, and I'm going to ask him if he would like to fly it, and if he would, I'm going to make that a gift for him. To fly it in front of his home directly across the street from a Muslim family. I think it's an excellent thing to do. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Please consider that. And if you decide to follow up, we've got those flags for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, a veteran of the United States Navy Submarine Corps, where he was, in fact, a submariner. And proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, John. How are we doing today, buddy?
Really good. I assume Republic Broadcasting is not broadcasting live Christmas Eve, Saturday, or are they?
No, nor New Year's Eve. I verified that. Some of the guests last week on Saturday got something confused, but they are, in fact, not broadcasting. Sam is not available. and Dan is working.
Okay, well, that's fine. So you got 2 weeks off from your new show. You've been at this now.
Unfortunately, but yes.
How many shows have you done now? I've lost track. Six, seven?
I looked last night, actually, because I'm trying to pick the shows I want to run pre-recorded, and I've done 12 shows so far.
You're not kidding. Time flies, my goodness.
Doesn't it?
It does. So before I move on, the time slot for your radio show, please.
It is 10 a.m. till noon. I go back on the air January 7th on Saturdays. It's 10 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. And by the way, your guest next hour, remind them, I have, but you remind them I still have slots open for January for either Dave or Jeff.
Well, of course, they have telephones. You can call them also.
I think they're just so busy. There's such an overwhelming response.
They are.
In fact, they might not even want to do the show. They might want to take a break.
That certainly is a possibility, absolutely. The Religion of Peace has raised its ugly head in Germany, which prior to this week has not had a major Islamic attack. Hundreds and hundreds of less grievous ones where women have been raped, no telling how many hundreds of women have been raped and other assaults and so forth.
Sexual type assault in Cologne, and I believe there was 1,100 police reports. We're talking back first of the year, New Year's Eve and all that.
Right.
I believe the number was 1,100 finally on the reports from just in Cologne.
Well, rape is a serious violent felony on one hand. On the other, the seriousness of these Muslim crimes raised exponentially Monday. Was it Monday the attack? I've lost track.
I believe it was. I believe it was Monday night, about 8 p.m. local.
Yeah. The Muslim terrorist murdered the Polish truck driver of the semi-tractor trailer.
Right.
And then hijacked it and drove it into a crowded Christmas festival. And I'm not, last I heard, it was 11 fatalities plus the truck driver dead and dozens seriously injured. I don't know if there's any more fatalities or not. Do you?
I don't know. I looked last night. I was curious myself, and it still said a dozen total.
Right.
So I don't think that's changed. It could, of course, very easily. I mean, after that Paris shooting, 2 months after, they were still adding, more fatalities because people were dying in the hospital.
Right. And there's certainly, I don't know this for a fact, but there is a high likelihood of people being in a serious condition where they could pass on while in hospital.
Right.
Well, I heard the German ambassador to the United States on National Public Radio this morning expressing his gratitude for the outreach of all the Americans in the United States outreaching to Germany with their concern and their condolences. But it's unfortunately, it's going to take something like this for the German people to rise up and get rid of Angela Merkel and stop the importation of all these Muslims. And as the Prime Minister of Turkey said, there's no radical Muslims and Muslims. There's just Muslims. And
you're exactly correct on that one. It's you're either a person is either a Muslim or they're not. Now there's different breeds of these people, as far as what they believe, and they kill each other actually at a higher rate than they kill Christians and Jews and other infidels. There's multiple different facets and of belief systems in Islam. And like I said, one will kill the other just as quick as, or if not quicker, than they will other infidels.
Right, because Allah, it's the will of Allah as transmitted by the imams. This terrorist in Germany, he was subject to being deported, but he had multiple identities. Apparently, he engaged in all kinds of criminal activity prior to what happened Monday. And the German authorities have egg on their face because this guy just kept slipping through the cracks, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. In fact, he even did 4 years It was either in Italy or Tunisia. He was Tunisian, but he was either in Italy or Tunisia, where he did 4 years in prison for this same type of stuff.
Well, it's time to. I know we have a lot. I think on the European continent. No sweat, GI. I believe on the European continent, Germany is where I have the highest number of listeners, if I'm not mistaken. I know we got listeners all over Europe. But the EU, headquartered in Belgium, they've decided to implement more stringent firearms controls as a consequence of what happened Monday. What's wrong with this picture, Tim?
Oh, my God. All right, now, here, let me counter that, John. I think they ought to have more stringent semi-truck controls, because if we're going to blame the weapon, vice the people. Now, we've had two major attacks with well over 80, 90 people dead by large trucks. So why don't we strictly regulate them? If we're going to regulate firearms because they're the weapon, let's do the trucks also.
Well, I think if Germany...
Which, you know, is not going to happen.
What Germany needs is more cowboys.
I agree. And actually, most of the people I've been listening to over there also agree. The political commentators in Germany are saying Merkel's toast. There's no way she's going to win, you know, which, you know, we've heard that about other people. But, you know, the political commentators in Germany are saying she's done. This is it for her. She let all these people in. They're not going to reelect her.
I hope so. Now, my belief, and I don't know if you heard my show Tuesday when I was talking to Randall Terry. This is,
yes,
I believe.
I heard good parts of it.
Okay. I'm going to repeat what I said and ask for your response.
Okay.
I believe ISIS is attempting to do. They're attempting to use the very few, and it's a very few Muslim men who will agree to commit these atrocities, but they've convinced quite a few. Convince these young men in Europe, these Muslims, to commit these atrocities, these attacks, these terrorist attacks, in order to get the Christians to retaliate against the Muslims, which in turn will motivate, and this is the real goal, is to motivate all the non-believing Muslims into becoming criminals and commit terrorist acts themselves. I think that's
sounds
the true
reasonable.
Goal.
That sounds reasonable. It's a reasonable hypothesis. And, you know, who knows? Perhaps it's starting to work. You know, remember when I called you and told you about the three attacks in one day? We didn't know at the time that the one in Zurich was actually against Muslims committed by a Swede.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And maybe their strategy's working. I hope not, but maybe it is.
Well, I think it has a high likelihood of working. And let's go down the spinning globe, see if I can see anybody in Sweden listening to me. We probably do have listeners in Sweden. Sweden has become so politically correct, it's an embarrassment. It really is an embarrassment what they're doing to themselves.
Well, people in Sweden, I think, agree with that statement, John. It's just the government that doesn't, same as Germany.
Well, Sweden needs more cowboys, too. You guys and gals up there in Sweden, you need to get rid of your current leadership and elect men and women who will stop the Muslims from taking over your country. It may be too late, quite frankly, in Sweden. I don't know. It may be. I don't know.
I listened to Stephen Molyneux the other day, or actually last night, and he made a very good point. Yes, you know, if you're in Europe and you speak out against this, you might get in trouble with the local constabulary. But if you don't speak out against it, what do you think's going to happen? And I thought there was no truer statement. You know, maybe it's time for these people to demonstrate a little civil disobedience, you know, to speak out, to not be politically correct, because the alternative is death.
Right. Well, In London, we had a Muslim elected mayor of London just a few months back, and just in the last 2-3 weeks, we're having Muslims demanding that England or London or something of that nature become a caliphate. So they're having, they're already having their demonstrations demanding, and they'll be demanding Sharia law at the same time, I expect. Don't you think so,
Well,
Tim?
Well, if it's caliphate, there has to be Sharia law or the caliphate can't work. One goes, you know, it's hand in glove.
Right, right. And Sharia law does not tolerate anything that does not conform to their beliefs. It's absolutely forbidden. Which reminds me, Saddam Hussein banned Sharia law from Iraq.
Yes, he did. You're absolutely correct.
Saddam was not a nice guy. He was one tough dictator. No two ways about it. Of course he was. He was not a nice guy. I need to preface everything I say on one hand. On the other, it was a far better place to be if you're a Christian than our ally Israel. A far better place to be a Christian than our ally Saudi Arabia. In fact, this Muslim dictator had a Christian as third in command of the entire country.
Tariq Aziz.
Yes. And you think that would happen in Jewish Israel? Hardly.
No.
In Muslim Saudi Arabia? Hardly. You know, Saddam was a lot of things, but he understood Islam because he was Muslim himself. And he was an enemy of all the imams from all over Saudi Arabia and Iran. The Iranian Muslims hated him. The Saudi Arabian Muslims hated him. He did not tolerate ISIS. ISIS didn't exist, of course, then. He did not tolerate Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was hunted down like rabid dogs in Iraq under Saddam Hussein.
Exactly. So, well, he didn't much care for the Kurds either. So,
He didn't, but they had a kind of a Mexican standoff where they each knew where the other stood, and I think it was as long as they didn't go to a certain place, Saddam left them alone, and the Kurds stood there.
I was reading where, you know, the now unclassified CIA debrief of Saddam Hussein right after they caught him, and they asked him about, you know, using chemical weapons against the Kurds. He said, "I never ordered that. That was done against my will. I didn't know it until after it was over." I have a tendency to believe him because he's the kind of guy that would own up to it if he did it.
Right.
He wasn't
right.
trying to save his own skin.
Right.
You know, he knew he was a dead man.
Right. Right. Well, he was not our enemy. Saddam Hussein was not an enemy of the United States of America and posed no threat to the United States of America. No vital U.S. national security interest was at risk. There was vital U.S. economic interest at risk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But that was the only thing at risk was profits of the oil companies, nothing else.
Correct.
Well, Tim, before we go to the break here, you put out alerts at ruralsurvival.info. Tell us about the alerts and how people can subscribe.
All right, sure. What the alerts are, folks, is a system we use to notify our subscribers, and yes, it is a paid subscription, a whole big dollar a month, to notify our subscribers if we get intel that something big is likely to go down, has gone down, or we think it really will. That the mainstream media isn't covering, or they're covering, I think the term now is fake news, they're covering inaccurately. And John and I use this system to let our subscribers know. Now, if you want to sign up for it, you go to ruralsurvival.info. There's a red link on the top left-hand side of every page that says alerts. Click on that. You can read everything about it. There's a sign-up form there you can use through PayPal to subscribe. Either $12 a year or $1 a month, you will probably normally go 2 or 3 months to never receive a thing from us. But we don't send out advertisements or anything like that. You know, if you get an alert from us, you can bet your butt it's important.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 22nd of December, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of RuralSurvival.info. Tim, you've been at this RuralSurvival.info for, I believe, going on 7 years or so, haven't you?
Oh, actually, it's almost eight now. Next really? Month, it'll be 8 years, John.
My goodness. Well, it's been an adventure, I know, for you, and helped... I can't take credit for, but you have helped people become published authors, and some of whom, like our friend Steve from up in Maine, Steve Whitman, has gone on to become a published author with books that he's.
Yeah, I think he's up to four now.
Up to four. So he surprised himself. Didn't surprise me, but he surprised himself at his writing talent. And ladies and gentlemen, you can also. You can become a published author at ruralsurvival.info. Write about something that you know. It might be anything related to a hobby farm and related matters of food storage, food preparation, animal husbandry, growing vegetables, fruits, gathering wild edibles, hunting, fishing, anything right. that would be related to country life and a hobby farm. That's the kind of articles you want, right, Tim?
Exactly. And the fact is, our mutual friend, Rick, here in Missouri, is going to be starting to make some videos for the site also. And some how-to videos, and I think that's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it.
That would be a lot of fun. Absolutely. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. So, if Rick does it, we know it'll be done right, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this guy researches Adam Venom. I mean, he knows what he's doing. I don't know where he's going to start. It might be a canning video. It might be something else. I don't know. But, yeah, we're definitely doing this. I talked to him just this week. I don't remember which day it was, but we're doing this.
That's great. I'm happy to hear that. That's what can I say? It's funny how these things, they take on a life of their own, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely do. My problem is time and getting all the articles. I've probably got 3 or 4 articles sitting in my email that I have yet to post to the site. I just get so busy with so many things, I'm having a hard time getting it all put up there. That's my biggest problem.
Well, I can't create more time for you, Tim, but I can encourage people.
I know,
to
nobody can.
Write articles and submit articles to Tim Spencer at ruralsurvival.info. And your editing is only for grammar and punctuation. You don't really, except for very rarely, do you edit anything out that people write.
No. There's only been, the whole 8 years, there's only been one article I refused to publish because it was so racist that I couldn't live with it. And I told the guy that, either edit it or I'm not putting it up, and I didn't put it up.
Well, that was the right thing to do, obviously. And you and I know the difference between being politically correct and not being politically correct. So
right.
So write those articles, get them submitted, and you can become a published author. That would be
absolutely.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. We got the bottom of the hour break coming up. Do you have any flash drives in stock for ready to deliver?
I've got 4 left. And okay. If somebody ordered today that's listening to the show live right now, I might be able to get them there before Christmas, but I'm not promising anything.
No,
I don't think it's an adjoining state, it's a maybe.
Yeah, it is definitely maybe this late in the game, but better late than never. Having more than 12, is it, what's the count on the books and documents, 1,200 plus?
Oh, boy, I believe it or not, it's 1,570 minimum.
All right. Well, it's a library of very useful information, and you'll probably find several dozen things that you're really glad that you got. The first 12 or so just deal with canning food, don't they?
Yeah, they do. What it is, everything's in alphabetical order, by category, or not by category, but, well, sort of. But canning is the first thing. I think there's 19 canning documents. And these are not huge documents, but they tell you what you need to know. But, you know, we've got other publications on there, 200 and 300 pages and even more. And here's the music, buddy.
There's a break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse, for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 22nd of December. This is 24 Minutes I look forward to every week, where we take 24 minutes to talk about a very special product called the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, I made a command decision yesterday to move the drawing date for the Energy Cleaner postcards from Mondays, every other Monday, to every other Thursday. So today will be the first drawing on Thursday of the Energy Cleaner postcards. The next one will be the first Thursday in January. Whatever that date is, I don't have a fourth, January.
Fourth, I think, John.
The fourth.
Fourth or fifth.
January. Okay, 2 weeks from today. So I'm reaching into the envelope, and you can hear it rattling here, and I'm reaching in, and I'm pulling out one of the postcards, and here it is. We've got Cynthia from Pottersville, Missouri. Cynthia from Pottersville, cool. Missouri. And I'll be contacting Cynthia. She has her phone number and her email address here, and let her know that her postcard has been drawn. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Berryhill decided to help set up a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting, and it's his efforts that made this happen. Every 2 weeks, I draw a postcard. So you have to mail in your postcard to my address at thelibertyman.com. That's my P.O. box in Davisville, Missouri. Every 2 weeks, we have a drawing. If your card is the one that's drawn, you have the opportunity to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail. And $200 of the dollars of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting to help support Republic Broadcasting. It's truly a win-win situation. So the next drawing will be 2 weeks from today. Get those postcards mailed in. My mailing address is at my website, thelibertyman.com. And we'll have a drawing 2 weeks from today. And that person will be able to get their energy cleaner $70 off retail. Well, gentlemen, we've got the new year coming up. The seed catalogs are already starting to hit people's mailboxes. And
yep.
We need to remind people that the energy cleaner has uses for people, for pets, which would be cats and dogs primarily, although we've had people use them on horses and other critters. And, of course,
I found out, John, also fish.
And
drop
fish.
The spoon in the fish tank that's hooked to the energy cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
It does wonders quickly.
That's neat.
And you know a good way to do that, gentlemen? Take just a piece of copper wire or stainless steel welding rod, anything, and just form a shape like a candy cane and hang it over the side of the aquarium or fish bowl or whatever you want, or you know, what you're using for the fish, and connect the energy cleaner output cable to that probe. That will charge up the water that the fish are living in, and they'll get all the benefits that you would.
Well, we had fish with ick because of my granddaughter playing with her pets. In other words, brushed the slime off, they got infections. And I decided, I guess it was Tuesday or Wednesday, to try it. One day, cleared up.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I know of an aquarium store, or a store that sells pets, and they sell a tropical fish. And in their aquarium department, where they have all the fish and they sell the aquariums and supplies, they actually put what I just described. They used pieces of stainless steel welding wire, and they would just make a loop that went down in each aquarium, and they connected all of them together with one piece of wire. They didn't need an energy cleaner for each tank. They connected all of the tanks together and connected that to one energy cleaner, and they've had tremendous results.
And in that business, tremendous results would be having less fish die off, wouldn't it?
Right. Absolutely.
That is one of the reports, John. They had very, very little loss of any of the fish after doing that.
Right. Well, that would be obviously a very cost-effective thing there, because these that's how they make their livelihood. Amazing. Well, people, they always, a lot of people inquire about their cats and dogs, and what I tell them, and Tim, I think you can reinforce this, unless you keep the door of the bedroom shut, they will be on the bed.
They will, absolutely, no matter how many times you tell them to get down, and believe me, my animals are very well behaved, but there's just something that attracts them. You know, it's like they can't control themselves.
Right, and which is interesting, because you cannot have a placebo effect with animals.
Correct.
A lot of people wonder about the placebo effect with people, which that could happen. There's no doubt there could be with some people. On one hand, on the other, I know a lot of people have attached energy cleaners to pads with people not knowing it was done on their behalf by their loved one, which eliminates placebo effect. And, of course, the animals can't have a placebo effect because they aren't sentient beings. So, this is a real deal, ladies and gentlemen. The energy cleaner puts out a healing electrostatic signal. That's what it does. It's not a Rife machine. It's not a TENS unit. People confuse these things all the time. It's entirely different technology. This healing electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, whether it's a human body or a cat or a dog, or a tomato plant, or a fish, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. Because we're all living things are electrical beings, whether it's a tomato plant, a Cocker Spaniel puppy, a human being, or it doesn't matter, right, Tom?
That's right, John. You know, when you mention Cocker Spaniel, it always reminds me of the nice lady I met at one of the health fairs, and she had a Cocker Spaniel that she just cared so much about, and that poor dog was experiencing kidney failure, and she set up a pad, and she told me that little pup laid on that pad, and in one night, it was like a new dog, within a few days after that, she said that dog was acting like it was 1 or 2 years old, and it was an older dog. So it really helped in that situation. So, and it was a Cocker Spaniel. So, and you know, we're talking about pets. And then also, John, I think you remember me talking about setting up some tomato plants, and I suspended some screen wire over those tomatoes. And, of course, they were really growing like crazy. And every time I looked out there, I'd see a handful of those fence lizards that we have here in the Ozarks. They'd be up on that screen taking in the sun and, I guess, enjoying the energy field. I suppose they sense it, too, and wanted to get on there. But there'd always be some lizards laying on that screen wire.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, all these creatures, it can sense a signal. They seek it out and gravitate towards it. As people, we don't have the sensitivity that these animals do. We have to consciously do it. But when you do, and here's what we focus on, pain mitigation. It could be arthritis pain, back pain, doesn't matter the source, because the energy cleaner goes to the source of the pain and heals the source of the pain. And getting a great night's sleep. The two things that almost all Americans over age 40 have to deal with, don't they, Tom?
That's correct. And, John, many of your listeners are new. Your audience changes, and new people come on board. So I'd like to, every once in a while, recommend that they get the books by Dr. Robert Becker. And he's no longer with us. He's passed on, but his books are out there. And they may be out of print, but they're easy to find on Amazon. I've seen them on eBay, relatively low cost. And one of them is The Body Electric. That's a really good book on the subject of energy healing, and then also the book Cross Currents. And I believe it's Chapter 10 of Cross Currents has a pretty good explanation, although rather technical, but it is a good explanation of exactly what we're doing here with the energy cleaner. So that's some good material that people might want to read up on.
Absolutely. And before we go to our next caller, ladies and gentlemen, you're risking nothing when you buy your energy cleaner, because I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. You don't get the results you're looking for, pain mitigation, great night's sleep, box it up, ship it back, I refund your money. We got a caller on hold here, gentlemen. We got Ralph in California. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm curious to know, do you know what type of frequency that it sends out? Because I know certain frequencies are healing, so I was just curious if you guys know.
Tom?
Well, there are no frequencies. There is right. There is a radionic signature that is encoded in software at the exact moment that it changes polarities. We do put that out, and that's a proprietary algorithm that we developed. It took about 6 years of work on that, but it wouldn't be considered a frequency. You'd have to study up on radionics to learn more about that. You might look up eloptic energy. You could research that. But basically, we're putting out an electrostatic signal. There's no current flow, and it's really not a frequency because of the long time duration. It changes polarity every 3 minutes, so the complete cycle is 6 minutes long. 3 minutes positive, 3 minutes negative, with that very brief, really just a few milliseconds, as it changes polarity, we insert that algorithm in software that puts out that signal as well. Now, if you think about this, many people have used magnetic mattress pads with very good results, but they're getting one polarity. The entire time they're on that mattress pad, they're getting that single polarity because those magnets aren't right. Flipping around to give the opposite polarity. Everything in nature wants to reach equilibrium, and it wants to get balanced out. So what we do is we balance the time periods perfectly, and we give it the positive and the negative. So you're getting, you know, if each cycle, complete cycle, is 6 minutes long, you're getting 10 healing cycles per hour. That's why this technology works so good. If a person sleeps on this all night, just think about that. Every hour they're on that energy cleaner signal, they have 10 complete cycles. And it's, you know, it's a gentle way to really get some healing, some better sleep, and pain relief. So that's really how it works.
Well, okay. I appreciate that information. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Ralph. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. A lot of our listeners are familiar with Rife machine, and his technology, which put out frequencies that would kill pathogens. And a lot of people are familiar with TENS units, which is actually a small electrical charge to mitigate pain. But as we frequently say, Tom, the energy cleaner is not a frequency generator, and it's not a TENS unit, is it?
No, it's not, John. And as to frequencies, I've had people contact me, and they actually want to order a frequency. How much would I charge them for a frequency? It's almost like asking for a gallon or asking to buy an inch or something. I mean, it's a frequency is really it's a measurement. It's a unit of measure. How many times changes polarity in 1 second? But no, it's not a frequency. And some people think that even on these Rife machines, they need extreme accuracy, and they reference the works of Royal Rife. But you know, back in those days in the 1930s when that was developed, they didn't have the extreme accuracies that they have today. I mean, you can have a frequency generator that's phase locked to a GPS unit, and I mean, it is really, really, really accurate. But they never had that in the 1930s. So a lot of people are misinformed on how some of the frequency generators even work. And we have found that, John, I've built all kinds of frequency generators. In the past, people wanted custom-made units. I've done that. But, you know, the energy cleaner type of work is where I've really focused for 17 years. Now, it'll be 17 years in March. And, John, it has been more effective than anything else I've ever seen. I remember receiving an email from a gentleman in California who bought an energy cleaner, and I'll have to dig that out and forward it to you, John, but he said that this energy cleaner at the low price that you offer them for is more effective and has done more for me than a $10,000 Rife machine that I have. So, you know, I'll find that email and get it to you, John. You'd find it interesting.
Right. Well, I'm corresponding with a woman in Australia who's using technology similar to what you use to produce, and which is a good machine. It kills pathogens in your blood, but she's dealing with the consequences of trauma. And killing pathogens in the blood, while good and helpful, is not going to deal with the consequences of trauma to the body, which is energy.
No, and the energy. Yeah, the energy cleaner will help her. Yeah, John, the energy cleaner will help her more than any of the TENS type units. We did produce the bioelectrifiers for many years, sold many thousands of them, and it's still a very good product, and we'll probably reintroduce that in this new year. And we'll talk more about that later. We have had some discussions on that. There's some new things in the works and coming out very soon. But the energy cleaner we have found to be one of the most effective forms of healing, and that's why we've pursued that and given that the bulk of our efforts. There are some other things that can work along with it, and the bioelectric frequency generators can be used as well, and the what the lady in Australia is talking about, where it actually pushes a little bit of microcurrent through the electrodes, that is effective, but it's more of a local type use. It will work in a specific area, whereas the energy cleaner can really help your entire body. If you just simply sleep on that pad or use it in a bathtub or hot tub, you get some really good results in almost every case. So it's something to give a lot of consideration to as to which mode of healing that you want to pursue. But we really prefer the energy cleaner, of course.
Of course we do. Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I'm still your favorite guinea pig, right?
Tim, I was had dinner with John just a few days ago, and believe me, your name came up because I said to test this new prototype, we need somebody that would be very sensitive if there was a glitch, or we need somebody that can really tell if it's not doing the job. And he immediately said, Tim Spencer. I said, okay, he's the man.
Yep. I volunteer.
Okay. Well, you'll be fixed up with one pretty soon, Tim.
It's getting close. Oh. We don't have a date, but it's getting close. It's getting close. We have our break coming up here soon. The energy cleaners for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. The mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner are for sale. I'm taking delivery of probably 12 or 15 mattress pads, I hope today. And so we get these orders fulfilled. We get them out the door. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line is 800-592-9543 to order an energy cleaner. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Here on Thursday, the 22nd of December, we're talking about the energy cleaner. That's what we're talking about. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, what are you waiting for? You're risking nothing because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. And I knew I had a high level of likelihood in my mind that when I presented Tim Spencer with an energy cleaner, that it would be helpful for him. I didn't know how good it would be. It was an unknown thing, but it was pretty quick, Tim. Less than 2 weeks, you started feeling something, wasn't it?
All right. Let me just give folks a really quick rundown. I know we got 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. Here's the thing, folks. I went from being basically a total invalid, needing help with getting a shower, getting up and down stairs, stuff like that, to being fairly productive. I'm not 100%. I never will be. But it has made life so much tolerable that I don't even have to take pain pills anymore. Back to you, John.
Well, that's a good Reader Digest summary of getting your life back. And I can't promise it will, but I can promise if it doesn't, I will refund your money. There's about 2 or 3% people that don't get results. I sometimes wonder if they even used it. I know I loaned an energy cleaner to a local man and his wife, and when I got it back a month later, the screen had not been opened up. At the time, we were using the aluminum screens. And you can tell if it's been unrolled and been subjected to knees and elbows, can't you, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. I was having to replace mine a few times a year. I think probably if I was to average it, 3 times a year, because it got so uncomfortable to sleep on.
Right. Well, aluminum screen wire is meant to be on windows and the screen doors, not on beds. So the mattress pad is the way to go. And people like these things. And we were having people order their second and third mattress pad to go along with their energy cleaners now as well. And it's very gratifying to see people getting relief. And it's a washable fitted mattress pad. So it's meant to take the abuse of knees and elbows and last for years and years, at least 5 years, before we might have to replace it. Now, if you got grandkids using the bed as a trampoline, it may not last quite as long, right, Tim?
You're probably right. That's something else I've noticed. My little 3.5-year-old granddaughter, she's got her choice of half a dozen plus beds in the house, pieces of furniture. And if she has her way about it, she's on this bed that has the energy cleaner on it.
Well, she's seeking out that signal also. Gentlemen, I don't want to be cut off by the music. Thank you both for being with me, and we'll
enjoyed
be talking
it.
Properly soon, I'm sure.
Thank you, John.
Okay. We've got a top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll be back with Jeff Harness. We're talking about a local real estate development, the Ozark Survival Homesteads. I am so glad to be part of this. So glad. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.